Brandon, your thoughts on becoming a Winnipeg Jet here today?
I mean, it's an exciting point in my life. It's an unbelievable feeling to be part of an organization such as Winnipeg. It's got a great history in the NHL, and the opportunity to play in a Canadian market is something I've dreamed about since I ever wanted to play in the NHL.
Take us through the process maybe over the last little bit here, how you kind of got to the final conclusion of agreeing that this would be a good fit for you.
It was a difficult process. I've never been to something like that, so I was able to lean on kind of my brother, my agent throughout the situation, and I just felt Winnipeg was the best fit for myself, and it's a great organization, like I said, and that was the two things why I chose Winnipeg in the end.
How many teams were in it,
roughly? Kind of brought it down to, there was a couple teams that I brought down to the end, but ultimately I felt Winnipeg was the best fit and opportunity for me.
What do you hope to show in these last few games here if you get into the lineup?
My strengths as a player are my speed, my work ethic, and my tenacity, just kind of getting in the forecheck, being physical when I can, and if I get the opportunity to play, kind of just get in there and do the best I can and use my strengths as a player to help the team.
How great of a resource was your brother in this situation?
It was unbelievable to have somebody like that who's had success in the NHL, and he's had past experiences here in Manitoba when he was in the AHL, so he kind of knows a lot of the individuals here, and I was able to lean on him in that sense, and he helped me along the way.
How much do you know about the organization? How much have you looked at the depth chart? Like, kind of what sold you that this is the spot?
I mean, I had great talks throughout the process with Chevy, the general manager. My agent, Wade Arnott, helped me along as well, and just kind of looking at the organization itself, I definitely felt Winnipeg was the place I needed to be. It was a good season in Providence. Obviously, it ended in a way we didn't want it to end. Coming off a national championship last year and having great success throughout the regular season, losing the first round of the NCAA tournament is not what you're looking for. But I think for the program itself, it's definitely on an upswing over the past couple years, and it's getting Providence to where it used to be.
How nervous are you going to be in the next week, Brendan?
I think there's going to be some nerves, absolutely. It's an exciting time for me, but I think I'm going to be able to lean on my brother and just kind of let it all hang out and just be excited, enjoy the moment.
What was it like to be part of that championship team and also to score the game winner in that game last year?
It's an unbelievable feeling to win a national championship playing in the NCAA. That's your end goal, and it was a great opportunity to get Providence back on the map where it used to be with a rich hockey program, and just a great piece of pride for Providence College and the community itself. Yeah, similar to Chris, I matured and developed a little later than him. But at the end of the day, I was able to obtain a scholarship to play NCAA and ultimately choose the Winnipeg Jets here in this last couple of days.
What was the toughest part of that process, kind of narrowing it down and choosing ultimately?
Kind of wanted to be in the best situation, the best fit, where I felt most comfortable. And I definitely, over the past few days, felt that was the way I felt about the Winnipeg Jets organization.
How much do you know about the plan moving forward here?
Not much. I mean, I've spoken to Paul Maurice and general manager Chevy, just kind of looking to get an opportunity to play, and if that comes its way, I'll do my best to kind of step into the lineup and play with my strengths.
Ready to get on the ice for practice tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'm really excited for that.
What's going to be the biggest part of the transition for you? What's the biggest part?
I think it's the next step. You're playing at the highest league in the world, and the world-class talent. I think kind of adjusting to that is going to be a major thing for me.